Oh, good. I start recording and you just cough your
I didn't think you were recording.
Cough your stupid SARS and burn floor all over the place and make you crook. I'm going to make me sick again.
I actually was getting sick for a bit, and then I went to the shop and I bought these like vitamin C chewables. I feel fine.
You would buy chewables. That's something I'm going to get for my children.
Yeah, but they're not kids ones.
They're
full-fledged. No, they're full-fledged adult ones. You'd sort of like the lolly, almost.
You know what? That's worse.
Nature's way. Lolly. Little lolly. Orange lollies.
If they're for grown-ups, and it actually says...
And you bite into them, and they feel like you're eating sherbet.
Chewable vitamin C tablets. They're the one that says, for adults, I swear. That's just the worst.
Dot, dot, dot. A bit like sherbet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shut up, Dayo.
If it's chewable vitamins, then... That's just weird.
No, what do you
mean? Are you supposed to swallow tablets just dry, like a man? You're not taking medication.
I don't do that, man. I have my fish oil tablets and my hemp oil tablets, and I have to have a drink. But I can't... You know what's even worse than that? You know what's even worse than that?
Nothing's worse than that. The only thing worse than that is if you have to stir it into your own food.
Listen to me. And I can't... I have to have, like, a flavoured drink. Like, I can't just have a water because I think it's still hard, a little bit hard to swallow stuff when you're just drinking water. Like, it has to be... Have some sort of flavour because it's a bit easier to swallow the food.
Did I ever tell you about the time I homed my family?
That's awesome. Huh?
Because I'm giving you hell about that. But Hayley's the same. She doesn't like taking tablets or anything.
But you have to... But the,
so
you
to,
have to get down.
To worm the... Kids and Hayley, because just like a yearly worming checkup, you just
wait. Like, what you worm people?
You have like combantrin. Yeah, you don't have children, so you don't know. But it's just like a preventative thing. You're like once a year,
like
what
a dog gets.
Yeah, and it's like this little chocolate thing. It looks like laxatives.
Is that because you have your kids sleep outside?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
No,
okay, that's fine.
Yeah. But it's these little chocolate squares, and I give them to the kids fine, but to give it to Hayley, what I did, I actually melted it down and I. Poured it over ice cream, and I didn't tell her that I'd wormed it until after it.
Yes, nice. Plain God.
But it's like you have to stir the tablet into your own food so you don't even know when you're eating it.
No, I don't do that. No, but I need to have like a drink. Like if I have protein shake with my hemp oil or my fish oil tablets because I've tried it with water and I can't like get it down with water. Water's hard, a little bit harder to swallow than.
This is the worst thing I think it's the worst conversation we've ever had.
It's not, man. It's
the
bad.
Really
it's
bad.
No, because there's listeners. No, shut up. There's listeners out there that have the same problem that I have that sympathise with me and then they have someone to talk to. So
there isn't.
If you have a problem,
listeners,
talk to me about
listeners,
it.
Listeners, if you're in the same boat as Mitch, if you can't swallow tablets, seriously just kill yourself.
No, if you can't be open-minded and let the non-tablet swallowers have any... pull in life.
Haven't you seen
you're
what it says on the packet, how to take the tablet?
You're a tabletophobe.
Put the tablets in your hand.
You're simply a tabletophobe.
Put the tablets in your hand, put them in your mouth, swallow them dry.
No, doesn't work.
Because it's stuck in your throat. Then do a Bushman's blow out of your nose and go to work outside with a shovel. That's how real men take their tablets. It's true. I don't like taking
tablets. I hate you.
I don't like taking tablets.
Oh, you're such a dick. Here's a story for you.
Welcome to Tablet Party.
Do you want to hear a story?
Yes.
Good story too.
Yeah.
Right. So I finished work from the yard at Pearsdale, at Somerville.
Yeah.
On the way home, I'm like, I'll get fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Pearsdale BP.
Yep.
Now there's only one bank of diesel at one barrel.
Can we pause that for a second? Pearsdale BP.
Yes.
You know how they sell alcohol in that servo as well, or they used to?
Yeah, maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah, probably. A mate of mine sleepwalked from his house, which is a few doors up from there, sleepwalked in there and pissed in the beer fridge.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, he also, the same guy, we were camping and there was a family cooking at a barbecue just off to the side and he goes, oh, can I cook my sausage on your barbecue? And they said, okay. So he got his dick out and cooked it on the barbecue and burnt his knob.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's good.
Why are you telling me this?
He also... had an exercise bike when we were camping and put the exercise bike on top of the fire and got naked and got on the exercise bike and fingered his bum on top of the fire.
Why are you telling me this?
He said Pearsdale BP. So tell me about your story of Pearsdale BP. We'll see if it's better.
It's probably not. Why would you tell me that?
Why wouldn't I?
It's such an unusual thing to say.
No, it's not.
To anyone. Under any circumstance.
That same guy.
No, was the reason. We don't need to hear any more stories about this guy.
I know that when you put a vacuum on your wing, it goes, because we were at a party once and he just picked up a vacuum and put it on his wing.
Who's vacuuming at a party? Who's going to a party and vacuuming?
It's Cranbourne.
Why is there a vacuum?
It's Cranbourne. They probably couldn't afford a car, so they had a vacuum instead. Anyways,
what are you telling me? Why are you bringing this up?
Tell me your Pier Style BP story.
Okay,
and
so
see if it's better.
So I was at Pier Style BP, right? Yeah. Lady pulls in front of me in a VW.
Yeah.
Right? I'm behind her going to the one diesel Bowser, right?
Yeah.
Okay, she's in front of me, that's no problems. Mm. Right? I'm waiting. Other side of the Bowser's free, right? So I'm like, oh, we're both on the same side, whatever.
So you don't have to pay for the fuel on the other side of the Bowser.
What do you mean?
So it's free.
No, there's no one there, right?
How come there's no one there? If it's free fuel at that Bowser, why is there no one there?
You're the... Shut up. Anyway. So, lady goes in front of me, right?
Yeah.
Gets out of her car, pops the thing, and I'm like, oh, she popped the thing, it's on the wrong side. She'll just drive forward and swing into the other Bowser, like the other side.
Drag the hose. Oh, she actually did. I thought that only happened in movies.
No, she looked back at me. Took the cap off, dragged the hose, the thing's full flexed over, put it over the other side of the car, it's like upside down, and she's like trying to get it in there. She's holding the Bowser upside down.
She's there popping it with her head on it. She's like, I meant to do this.
Yeah. And I'm like, alright, righto. So she's filling her car up, upside down across the car. Right? I'm like, okay, no stress, all good. She takes it out, puts her cap on, puts the thing back, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't move her car. You know, those people don't move their car.
Yeah, I don't move my car.
Walks in.
Yeah.
Well, if you fuck up and put the thing on the wrong side of the car, reach it over your car like an idiot,
yeah,
you wouldn't move your car still.
Nah. You know what
You're
I'd do?
You're a dick.
I'd go in and pay for it and then I'd come back out and I'd stand against the car drinking a smoothie until I'm finished the smoothie. Get in the car just to see your angry head sitting there because I know you wouldn't say a thing.
Nothing much makes me redline. Like, nothing really makes me redline at all. So I'm very relaxed. So like, I'm like, yeah, this sucked, whatever, it's all good, this is happening. Like, I don't redline about anything. So she's in there doing her thing, pays, comes out, scuttles off. Scuttles off in her shame, tail between the legs. I'm just, you know, dragged a fucking fuel hose across my car. Scuttles off and off she goes, right?
Yeah.
I pull up. There's a lady in a high ace behind me, right? So I pull really far forward because I'm nice, right?
Yeah.
So we can use both the Bowsers. Okay. So I've pulled forward. She's still enough.
Let me guess, you were pulled over on the wrong side and you had to drag the hose around the back of your car.
Incorrect. I was on the correct side.
Oh.
And the lady in the high ace is on the correct side. So I'm filling my car up, right? I'm filling it to the max.
Mm.
She only wants to put $10 in because she made up some story about a fuel card or something. She only wants to put $10 in. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay, right. She's like, I can't see the thing. Can you let me know it's $10? I'm like, yes, no problems. So you think that I don't tell her. I tell her $10 stuff.
You would.
It's all good. Anyway, she sends her daughter in, who's probably 16, to go pay.
Yeah.
And I fill my car up and I walk in behind the daughter to pay.
Yeah.
The daughter's in there paying. The guy behind the counter is very confused. He's going, oh, yeah, and she's like, for the van. I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, okay, no worries. Number 9 van, whatever.
Yeah.
And she pays, right? Pay pass, walks out. I get up to pay. I'm like, yeah, man, number 10. Here's my card. He's like, number 10 is already paid for.
Oh.
I used the voice. Shouldn't use the voice. You get where I'm going. So anyway, I'm like,
service station attendant accent.
Yeah, man. Uber service station attendant guy.
Yeah.
So I ran out, I'm like, hey, thanks, I appreciate it. You didn't have to pay for my fuel.
Yeah.
He's just charge you $110 for this fuel.
Yeah.
Go in and get your money back. Goes in, she gets her money back, pays her $10, I pay mine.
Yeah.
I'm walking out, right? And I'm walking and I look down, I'm like, oh, $20. So I pick $20 up, right?
Yeah.
And I look around, I looked at the guy in the servo, the guy's like, puts his hands up, he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I looked at the lady.
Did his head wobble?
His turban's pretty heavy, so yes.
Anyway, yeah.
Don't be like that, Dave.
I didn't say a thing. You said did. Things, yeah.
Anyway, and then the lady's like waving. She's like, yeah, that's good as you got your $20. So instead of just taking the free fuel, which would have saved me $90,
yeah,
I made 20. So it's still $90
free. The Bowser was not being used, but the fuel would have still been free.
Yeah, but I got $20 for free for being a good person, so that's good.
So at what stage did you pay the lady $10 for her fuel?
No, because I made her... She went in and got her money back, refunded, yeah, and then she paid.
Why'd she get a refund if she had to pull the hose around to the other side of the
car? That lady's got nothing to do with that. I just thought that was an interesting thing that happened.
But the lady that pulled the hose around to the other side of the car, how come when you did her voice when she was working in the server, you did a guy's voice? I don't know what's going
on. I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
You've lost me with this story. You lost me at the bit where you're talking about pissing in the fridge, in the beer fridge in the server. I don't know what's going on. I don't really understand.
Oh, yeah, then I walked back in and took a piss in the beer fridge.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then your lady's 16-year-old daughter paid you $10.
Yeah. She said yes, that was a funny trick and gave me $10.
There you go. Well, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's it.
That was a cool story.
No, it wasn't. The best part was pissing in the beer fridge.
Did you vote?
Yes, I did. I
haven't seen you since vote time.
Yep.
I got really, really angry.
I voted for the team that won.
I didn't really vote for anyone. I didn't know what to do because I don't know anything about politics. And as I'm walking, I got really angry. And
why? Because you had to wait for a free vote?
No, not at all. As I'm walking,
no sausages?
No. All the people handing out the voting papers, the concrete was completely littered with paper.
Oh, like, yeah.
Paper everywhere. And they're trying to hand papers. I'm like, I don't want one. I don't want one. And I'm there with my oldest. He came with me. And I'm
he wants them all, right? Yeah. It's like going to the
Luna Park. We're just like, I'm just like, I don't want one. And this old lady's in front of me and someone goes, give me another one. And I said, I just yelled out. I go, I'll vote for whoever stops wasting paper. And the old lady in front of me, she's like, oh, damn straight. Like, it was ridiculous. I could not believe how much paper was just wasted.
And here's when you vote and the paper goes up the sides of the booth.
Yeah, you get like a sheet of paper the size of this table and they're like,
draw a dick on it.
All I'm going to do is draw a dick on it. So, but I'm just like, it's so ridiculous.
I don't need this much paper to draw a dick.
And I think what really annoys me is last time there was a vote or referendum?
No, vote or die. Yeah, it's vote or die. So, yeah.
Last time they played vote or die with the government, I went there, me and the wife both went there, dragged the stupid kids along, which are annoying when you take them to a place like that because they want to run around and play and that's not the sort of place that's good for kids to run around and play, but we couldn't do anything else with the kids. Took them along, went in there, queued up, signed our crap off, they put the line through our names and that sort of stuff, did the stupid vote and came home. Both of us got an $80 fine for not voting.
Nice.
How can you dispute it? They send the fine out in the mail. They say, oh, you didn't vote. I'm like, we know we voted because it was annoying as hell having to go there to do it.
Did you check in on Facebook or Instagram?
No.
Well, then there you go.
But it's just, we're just like, this is just dumb. So we got $80 fines each for not voting.
And you paid it.
We had to. Otherwise, the fine just becomes a $200 fine. And I called them up and I said, we voted. We both voted at the same time. And you said both of us are fine. And the lady says, well, it's not marked off. I'm like, oh, well, then we mustn't have. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's just dumb. It should always be done.
Did you actually still have to pay?
Yeah, had to pay.
Wow, I would not have paid.
What can you do? For the sake of $80, I didn't want to get...
$160 in the household.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to get, like, more fines or whatever, but it was just dumb. Especially because...
I would have called up Bill Shorten and said, you're not my Prime Minister.
I'm going to run for Prime Minister purely on the fact that I honestly reckon voting is dumb. Voting for a party is dumb. I think...
Because no one's drinking.
It should just be a referendum. It should just be like, what's your stance on gay marriage? Yes or no? What's your stance on reducing tax for senior citizens? Yes or no? Like that.
And what's your stance for giving Mitch Worrell $50?
No, that's not going to happen. But like...
Yes, everyone votes yes.
It'd be so much better if they just did it that way. It'd be so much simpler.
What, you have to vote every week?
What's that?
You'd have to vote every week.
No, but like at voting time, because they have like a few different things that they're doing. Like if they have their vote once every couple of years or whatever, and just go, all right, inform the public 3 months before as to what they're going to vote for. People can get as much info as they want on the subjects that they give a crap about in that time. And then when vote time comes, go, I'd like to reduce tax for small businesses. Yes, I think that's a priority. And then when they tally it up, go, 70% of people say gay marriage should be legal, therefore it's legal. Only 30% of people reckon they should tax senior citizens. We won't tax senior citizens.
100% of people think the Mitch should get $50 off everyone.
No one thinks that.
So 100%. All right, give him $50. Exactly.
No everyone. One thinks that. So yeah, but that's my opinion. And so when I run for Prime Minister, that's what I'll be doing.
Well, that's good. Well, I'll probably vote for you if you put in that I can get $50.
Dude, big official.
My vote will cost you $50.
The whole point of going through.
To
get Mitch $50. Not $50 for each person, just $50.
Just one time.
Just get it. And you just get it from the government. Yes.
I got $20 off my mate Dean the other day, and I was pretty happy about it.
That's pretty good.
But I had to give him $20 earlier in the day.
I'm just going to reply to the wife. She's just sent me a message. And
you're listening to Deo Text His Wife on the Sad Party Podcast Network.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. Awesome. Well, I don't know. Do you got anything else good to say besides your stupid fuel story?
No. That didn't make any sense? What have you been doing except for Gold Coast?
I actually, when I was sick, I watched a really, really good TV show.
What was it?
It's called 11/22/63. It's a Stephen King.
What's it based on? Why is it? Why? What's 11?
That date, 22nd November 1963, is the day John F. Kennedy was shot. It's a Stephen King story. Yes. It's a book based on. It's the only Stephen King book with time travel in it, and in the book.
Do you reckon his mates call him Scoob? Scooba?
Skingo. They call him Skingo. travels back in time to try and prevent the John F. Kennedy assassination, and the TV series.
How'd that go for him?
It's good.
It obviously didn't go well.
Oh, it's not really. It's not a documentary. It's a TV show. Okay. And it's James Franco directed it as well as the main star in it, and it was really good. I was really impressed by it, and all I've really done lately is I watched a heap of that.
There's a heap of TV shows.
Yeah, and I watched AP Bio. You ever watched AP Bio?
No.
It's really funny. It's on Stan. It's really funny.
AP Bio?
Yeah. It's about a teacher who's a Harvard professor of psychology, and he gets fired from Harvard for fighting with another teacher. So he goes and he's teaching biology in a little school in some crappy little town, Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah.
But he refuses to teach in biology, even though he got the job as a biology teacher. He's just an arrogant asshole. It's really good. It's really good. Yeah. Oh, well, that's enough talking about TV and that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Don't we do the quiz on this podcast?
Oh, yes. Quiz good. Yeah. What?
Quiz good.
Yes.
Podcast bad.
This is... quiz good, podcast bad. This is from May 21st, 2019.
Don't say 21st.
It's the 21st. I know that, Mitch.
I reckon you should say 21.
21. All right, May 21.
22nd.
2019.
22nd?
This is...
22 and... This is 22th.
First question 22th. Is already... 22th. First question has already annoyed me. The Zlatny Rat, a.k.a. the Golden Horn, is a popular tourist destination in which country?
Italy. But I don't know why that's a question.
The Zlatny Rat.
Yeah.
Zlatny doesn't sound very Italian.
Well, because the rat is based on Splinter... And they eat pizza, which is Italian. Duh.
It sounds Portuguese. No, not Portuguese. What's the other one that sounds like that?
I've not heard Surat on the...
What's the Lebanese? Sounds Lebanese to me. I've been getting lunch every now and again from a Lebanese bakery in Hallam. It's awesome. You go in, and they have basically two things on
cash
the menu.
Only?
That's cash only? Cash only?
Yeah, always cash only.
They have two things on the menu. Meat pizza, which is called pizza... Or cheese pie, which is called pie. So you can get pizza or pie. And when you get the meat pizza, it's literally just thin Lebanese bread with a thin layer of lamb on it, cooked. And he goes, chili and lemon? And I say yes, because I like chili and lemon. And if you say no, he goes, pussy. Just puts it in the bag and gives it to you. Because I got some for the guys at work. They're like $3 for these meat pizzas, and they're awesome. And I go, he goes, oh, chili and lemon? I go, oh, chili and lemon on one, and no chili and lemon on the other. And he goes, half pussy. I go, no, that's for the guy at my work. He goes, he's a pussy, you tell him. I go, oh, well, so I did tell him. But worked out you get the cheese pie. You get cheese pie and you wrap a meat pizza around it. It's really good.
Sounds like
we should go for pizza and pie one day soon.
Pizza pie.
Yeah, it's good. So I'm guessing Lebanese.
Okay.
Lebanon?
I guess. Pussy.
Croatia.
Okay, pretty much the same.
Okay. Number two. Who created the... Oh, I really want meat pizza now. It's really good. Who created the classic literary character Clarissa Dalloway?
Roald Dahl.
Nah, I'm going to say...
I don't know either.
Who's that chick? You know?
Yeah, I know it.
Enid Blyton. I'm going to say Enid Blyton. Nah, Virginia Woolf. Completely wrong. Number three. Which country...
You got the gender correct?
Yes.
So that should be worth something.
It's not worth anything to me.
Bit of pride.
Number three. Which country shares the shortest land border with Chile?
I don't know. Brazil?
I would say Peru. Peru seems to come up in our quiz a lot.
Okay.
What are you saying, Brazil?
Yeah.
Peru, yes.
That's not bad.
It's alright. Finally, one of us is off the thing.
Well done, lad.
Yeah. Number four. Which two players represented Australia in the semi-finals of the 2019 Fed Cup tournament?
Bernard Tomic and that little Nick Kyrgios fella.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'm not even going to guess. I don't know. Ash Barty, Samantha Stosur.
Oh, ladies.
There you go.
Did not know that.
Number five.
Ash Barty won the tennis match.
My father-in-law started having a rant about Ash Barty and some other people, and I had no idea what he was talking about because I don't follow tennis at all. And he's going, Ash Barty and someone. So, oh, not that little person, but this and what. I don't understand
what you're talking about. Is he chatting tennis?
What's that?
He was talking tennis.
Eventually he was talking tennis. At that time I didn't know what he was talking
about. Peace.
Yeah, exactly. Gwendolyn Christie stars as Brienne of Tarth in which TV series?
Don't know.
That sounds horrible. Brienne of Tarth. Sounds like a
film. Oh, it's probably Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones?
I don't know, I haven't watched it. It sounds like something Game of Thrones-y.
It sounds like something... I probably wouldn't have guessed that. It sounds like something older. I don't know, I don't even know. Game of Thrones. Joe Mitchell.
There you go.
Rock and roll.
Sounded something like Lord of the Ringsy.
Number six. Who is credited with creating the Invictus Games? I know the Invictus Games.
I think it's for disabled. Disabled games.
Yeah. No idea.
I don't know who created it though.
Don't know.
Gary Invictus.
Prince Harry.
Good on him. Good on you.
I like Prince Harry. I don't know anything about royalty or anything. I don't know anything about anything, but I really don't know anything about royalty. But everything I hear of him, I'm like, he sounds like he's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think he was in the army and stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Number seven. Mauricio Macri became president of which South American country in 2015?
Portugal?
I'm not going to say Peru.
Oh, wait on. Already... Who's in civil war at the moment? Argentina? No.
I'm going to say Brazil.
Where's Thingo from?
I don't know who Thingo is.
Elon Musk. Wherever Anthony Rodriguez is from.
Who's Anthony Rodriguez?
He's a motocross kid.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Because he's... Venezuela.
Venezuela? I'm going to say Brazil. Argentina.
I was right the first time.
Did you say Argentina?
I did say straight away.
Okay. All right. Number eight. Who was posthumously inducted into the Logie Hall of Fame in 2014?
Rove.
He's not dead. Posthumously.
Does that mean after they die?
Yeah.
Like post-mortemously.
Posthumously.
Bert Newton?
He's not dead.
Fig Newtons?
That's a biscuit.
I don't know.
Isaac Newton. That's a biscuit that falls to the ground with gravity. Peter Harvey, Canberra.
Did he die? I think he's still alive.
No. Probably died of
Peter Harvey.
Peter Harvey, cancer.
Oh,
that's not nice. I'm probably right though. Number nine. True or false? Syria has a coastline on the Persian Gulf.
Wait, that's another thing that they say, these psychics, going back to last episode. What? You've had someone close to you touched by cancer.
Yeah.
Because everyone has.
Exactly. Yeah.
Literally everyone has.
It's ridiculous. Number 9. True or false?
Sorry.
That's okay. Don't bring this down. We're talking about
Peter Hitchener. Peter Hitchener, Canberra.
Not Peter Hitchener. Peter Harvey. Number 9. True or false? Syria has a coastline on the Persian Gulf.
True.
I'm going to say false. False. Yes.
Doesn't it?
No.
Huh.
Number 10. Which famous baseball player was Marilyn Monroe's second husband?
Barry Bonds?
No.
It was... Anthony Rodriguez?
Oh, no.
Jose Canseco?
No.
Have you seen that? The Lonely Island, you know, Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, half an hour thing. It's called the Bash Brothers Experience.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen
it. Dude, it is the funniest shit you've ever seen.
I haven't seen it. I'll have to see it.
Dude, it's half an hour as well. It's so quick.
That's awesome.
It's like if they did a... Because, you know, they got done for, like, steroids and all that stuff.
I don't know anything about
that. Jose Canseco and Michael Guire got done for, like, HGH and steroids and all these crazy things in, like, the late 80s, early 90s. And it's like if they did a rap album. And, you know, Lonely Island? Like, yeah.
It's so good.
Andy Samberg and all those dudes.
I'll have to check it out. Now, baseball player, I'm going to say Mickey Mantle.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey Mantle or Lou Gehrig? Lou Gehrig might have been long before Marilyn Monroe. I'm going to say Mickey Mantle. What do you say?
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds? Joe DiMaggio.
Jumpin' Joe DiMaggio.
Isn't he the voice of Bender?
Is he?
Is that Ralph DiMaggio? DiMaggio? No, I'm thinking of Ralph Macchio. He was Daniel Son in The Karate Kid. Something. DiMaggio. Anyway, yeah. Number 11. Don't leave home without it was a successful slogan for what? I know that slogan. I can't think what it was.
Don't leave home without it. BlackBerry?
No. It was an Aussie thing, I'm sure of it. Don't leave home without it.
Yeah. Jar of Vegemite.
I don't think it was a jar of Vegemite. don't leave home without it. I don't know.
What wouldn't you leave home with?
I don't know. I can't think. Ah, oh, now I remember.
What was it?
I remember because I looked at the answer. But it was American Express.
What was that?
Yeah.
Well, what's the point? You can't use it anywhere.
Yeah, you can.
Not everywhere.
In America, you can.
Yeah.
Over there, they just call it Express. Number 12. In 2006, Australian boxer Sharon Agnos won the WBC world title in which weight division?
True. Welterweight. Featherweight?
I say...
Bantamweight.
Egg weight.
Egg white?
Chicken weight.
Bantamweight. No, welterweight.
Long weight.
Is a lady?
Yeah.
Do they do heavyweight for ladies?
I don't think they do. Sounds a bit offensive.
Middleweight. No, bantamweight. No. The other one.
I'll say featherweight.
That's what I was going to give. No. Yeah, I was going to give featherweight.
Featherweight. Both of us.
Yeah.
Look at us go. We did crap on this one. Mitch got 2.
Is that it?
Yep.
Oh my god.
I got 3. I got 2 and 3. Well, that's horrible.
That is pretty bad.
For a tablet party.
It's really bad.
It was like a long time ago we were talking about you not being able to swallow tablets.
I dropped into Strictly BMX before I come here.
Yeah.
And I saw a...
Isn't that in Narrabri?
Yeah.
Whereabouts is it?
Dude, it's a really cool shop, man. They got ramps and everything in the back of the shop. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Jeez, I actually completely forgot they were in Narrabri until just then.
Do you know Mickey Bay?
McBaysman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he works there.
Oh, he's working there. I'm going to drop in and see him. I haven't seen him for years. Yeah. So yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'll
drop straight through there every single day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy Nicky, he works there. He's from he's an immigrant. I can't remember what country he's from. He's from like Sweden or something. No.
He's an immigrant, but I'm multicultural, so he's my friend. So,
I dropped in and seen him. Anyway, are you following the NBA at all? You don't?
Not at all.
No. Anyway, there was a t-shirt in there. I'm like, is that Steph Curry on a cult? Like a BMX bike?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no way, that's Steph Curry. Holding the basketball. Like, he's like the most famous basketball player. Yeah. I'm like, there's a cult t-shirt with Steph Curry sitting on like a cult BMX.
Yeah.
I'm like, no way.
That's weird.
And I googled Steph Curry BMX and I'm like... there's a photo, there's a shirt.
There you go.
I'm like, that's really cool of them to have that as something to sell their bikes.
That is pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, this has been fun. Have you...
and then I looked out the video.
Yeah.
And he's, doing wild shit.
That's good. Well, this has been boring as usual.
PSDownToMe.com.au.
Oh, what discount code
should you use? Mitch2020.
Oh, what discount does it get you?
25% off.
That's fantastic.
Use the code, save money, get your free jobs, whatever. Yeah,
get Mitch paid.
Yeah.
Big bank.
Get no money from it. Do it for love.
Sure.
Just help out.
That's just ridiculous. If that's the case, stick PSDownToMe straight up your ass. Bye.